listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. WorkSafe this week is highlighting the dangers of farmer fatigue. Post-summer is considered a high-risk time for regional workplaces. Victorian sheep farmer Jack Armstrong says fatigue among farmers is extremely common.
The work that we do can be a little different to other sort of jobs. It can be very manually intensive and the hours can be quite intense, and that can really catch up to a person. Every farmer would experience fatigue, you know, once a week, once a month.
Collision Investigation Unit detectives have charged a 43-year-old man after a fatal collision with a cyclist in Glengarry in Gippsland last month. It's alleged a cyclist was struck by a car on Bassetts Road around 11 a.m. on February 26. The 43-year-old's facing charges, including dangerous driving causing death, and was due to face Latrobe Valley Magistrates Court yesterday. Greater Shepparton City Council are today expected to finally decide on who will be taking on waste collection across the region after months of deliberations. A tender was held late last year, with a meeting to decide being held at 10 a.m. And Victoria's autumn firewood collection period is now underway. We'll be able to collect firewood from designated areas, including state forests, right through till June 30. Amy Grock from the Department of Energy, Environment and Climate Action says there are rules governing what you can collect and where you can collect from.
People can collect up to 2 cubic metres per person per day during the firewood collection season, and there's a maximum of 16 cubic metres per household per financial year. Firewood collection is only allowed from designated firewood collection areas during the season.
Checking sport, and bad luck for the Goulburn Valley Suns in the VPL 2 action, going down 1-0 to Brunswick Juventus. Despite the loss, they'll be hoping for better luck next weekend, taking on Altona City at home on Saturday night. And in the Big V Div 1 men's action, Gippsland United had mixed fortunes in round 1. They lost to Whittlesea by 22 points, but then won 108-92 against Altona.